And now, back to the Grillin' Guys Show.
Welcome back. You're listening to Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. Hey, we're talking about 4th of July weekend coming up next week and some great grilled ideas. What's next on the menu, Bob?
It's called a grilled lemon pepper chicken kebab.
There's a lot going on there.
Yeah, there is. And the recipe I saw, I have not made this, but it looked so good and the science of it made so much sense that I thought we ought to share it. Again, when you're grilling chicken, you pick your meat. I tend to really like the thigh meat just because it doesn't tend to stick to the grates as bad.
Flavorful.
Yeah, it's very flavorful. But you can use cubed up breast meat if you like. Some people are real particular about that. And then you use a variety of peppers and lemon wedges.
Mm.
And then you coat pepper on the whole thing.
You're talking bell peppers?
Yep.
Okay. So yellow, green, red, orange, whatever
you
like.
Whatever you like. And then you make your skewers up. And apparently what happens to that lemon when you grill it is it sweetens. And it transfers into the meat just nicely.
So are you doing wedges or are you doing discs or what kind of?
I would do discs. They showed it in the picture as wedges, but I think the discs might, depending on the cut you put on there. I mean, you can do it either way. I have not done it, so I can't I can't speak from experience on it. But I just like the way that the lemon sweetened up on the grill.
Yeah.
Again, flavors intensify on the grill.
Mm-hmm.
And fruits, they're magical. If you're not using them in your cook, here's another thing you can do. You can slice up kiwi fruit, and you can put those on top of your steaks as they're in the refrigerator waiting a day or two. And the kiwi is a natural tenderizer. Let's say you got a hold of a select cut of meat, so it's not so—
Save a little money at the butcher, right?
So it's not maybe as tender as you'd like it. Well, that kiwi fruit will make it tender. Just layer it. Stack your steaks up, layer it with kiwi.
So like little quarter-inch thick slices,
yep.
And you probably don't even need to peel it if you're going to use it for a tenderizer. Right.
I absolutely don't.
That's got to have, well, it's the acidic and the citrus, right?
I don't know.
It's got to be. I don't even know if a kiwi is citrus fruit. I guess it is. I'm not a kiwi expert.
I think it's a bird.
Yeah, right, yeah. But a couple things with regard to kebabs. First of all, if you're using wood skewers, soak them in water a little bit because chickens and beef are going to be on the grill for a few minutes, and you don't want your skewer to catch on fire. So what I do is I take skewers and put them inside of a 2-liter pop bottle and drop them down in there so only like a quarter inch of the tip is sticking out. Fill that thing with water, and they won't all come out because the neck comes together. It'll pinch them in there, but what it does is it gets them all soaked really good. And the second thing is when you're cubing up your protein, whether it be chicken, beef, or whatever you're doing, use the same size, okay? Don't put big chunks and little chunks on the same skewer. Why? Because they're all going to get done at a different time. And if you're waiting for that big chunk to get done and you got little chunks on there, they're going to be burned. They're going to be overdone, and you're going to waste those little pieces waiting for the big one to get done, or the big one's not done when the little ones are.
Right.
It's simple stuff, right?
Yeah, it's kind of science. You have to determine the temperature you want to get that meat to and put your – I generally like bigger pieces of vegetable.
Right.
So they'll withstand all the heat and they won't be totally black and mushy.
Yeah. Yep. Seafood in a skewer. A much quicker cook.
Very
quick. Okay. Love me some scallops. Really, really enjoy scallops. But they need to be oiled. Because they will stick to the grill. That flesh is so tender. And I'll put those on a kebab with some fruit. Okay? It's a great combination. And fruit doesn't need a long time on a kebab either because it'll break down and it'll fall off. But if you can do mandarin oranges or you can do a strawberry with between a 2 or 3 scallops, oil up the scallops, season them, put them on the skewer, you're going to roll that thing once or twice is all. And it's all going to be done. When they turn opaque, they're done.
I happen to really like scallops in my grilling basket.
Yep.
Because they're so they tend to, when they're getting about done, they want to split.
Fall apart, yeah.
And I find it just really easy just to flip it once and have it intact. And, I'm the same. I love scallops. I'm so hungry right now.
Yeah. Yep. They are good. They're really good. Meatballs. What are we doing with meatballs,
well,
man?
This is grilled ground lamb.
So kibbe? You're
gonna, well, sort of.
Kibbe's kibbe, raw, right?
Kibbe, but kibbe has other things in it, like okay. wheat germ. But it's ground lamb, and you make up your meatballs and season them however you like, and then slide them onto skewers. I'm going to use metal skewers because I want these things to stay intact, and they slide through the meat a little nicer.
Metal skewers do better than wood.
Yes.
Right.
And I'm going to grill them up nicely. If it's good lamb and you're getting it from a butcher, you can you can get it medium rare.
Probably have to get it from a butcher. You aren't going to see many big box stores carrying
probably
ground
not.
Lamb.
And I don't get lamb from big box.
Right.
I don't get any meat really from big box stores.
Right, exactly. I was just for those yeah. that are listening, sure.
And then I'm going to make up a little salsa verde, which I absolutely love. Roast some tomatillas and cilantro, and it's real simple. I mean, it's just some jalapeno, whatever kind of peppers you want to throw in there. And then when these meatballs are done, you're going to put a grouping of four or five on a plate, or you're going to leave them on a short skewer, serve that on the plate, and just dollop a little bit of that salsa verde on top of each one. It looks crazy, tastes fantastic.
Yep.
And I'm going to do some very soon because I haven't had one in so long.
Yeah, be careful of those metal skewers. They get hot, and they'll burn you. So speaking from experience, I got scars on my hands from being a dummy and grabbing those things when I just thought I could. And the last 3 inches weren't ever on the grill, but guess what? Metal conducts heat.
Yeah.
And you grab the thing and it's like, you know,
yeah.
it's too late.
Always good to have a mitt when you're doing
yeah, right.
that.
It's too late when you grab it. You can't let go quick enough.
And then another thing is a grilled chicken quesadilla.
Okay, now I
and
love
everybody
quesadillas.
Everybody loves quesadillas.
Yeah.
So you're basically going to chop up your cooked chicken.
Okay.
And put it on half of the tortilla. You're going to put your cheese on there, onions, peppers, whatever you want, and then fold it in half. You're going to brush a little EVO on there. I like to use the garlic for that.
I would use lime as well.
And you could do that.
Right.
And then set it on the grill and brush your EVO on the other side and close the lid.
Right.
Give it about 2 or 3 minutes on each side. Flip it. That cheese starts to melt. When it comes off, it's just beautiful.
Right, because that tortilla will crisp up a little
nicely.
Bit. And now you got a different texture.
It's so you can't leave it on too long
right.
either as a result
right.
of that. So I'm
yep.
going to go with a low-medium heat.
Yeah, but just great. You'll know when it's done. The chicken's cooked. You can eat the vegetables anyway, but you want the cheese melted.
Yep.
Right? And you can use that, it's not fontina. What's the white crumbly cheese that
yeah,
they use on Mexican
like
food?
Like a queso cheese.
Yes, queso. Thank you. That's the one I was looking for. That's a great cheese because it doesn't...
It's appropriate.
It doesn't melt slop. What am I going to say?
It's
sloppy?
It's not stringy.
It,
when
right,
you
stringy.
Cut it.
Thanks. That's a yeah. better word. So, but anyway,
easy for you to say.
All right. Coming up next, we're gonna finish with some grilled vegetables because
so
there
hungry.
Are people that like those things. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Hey, it's Barbecue Bob. My wife and I recently built a new addition to our home and remade the kitchen. We went to Garrett's and picked out all of our products so that everything would fit in his space well. The selection was from best price to best quality, and the service was great. The delivery team was courteous and careful. Go to Garrett's Appliance, and while you're there, check out the huge selection of top brands of grills and smokers from North America. Garrett's Appliance, where families serve families. Garrett'sAppliance.com.
Hey, this is Job from the Grilling Guys, and I want to talk to you about my favorite butcher shop. It's Sobey Meats on the northwest side of Grand Rapids on Remembrance Road. This is a custom butcher. They'll cut any piece of meat that you want, any size, any way that you can dream of to make sure that your grilling experience is perfect. Sobey Meats smokes all their own meats. They've got kielbasas and over 40 different flavors of brats. You've got to try Sobey Meats on Remembrance Road. Tell them the Grilling Guys sent you.
Law 37, this kind of reminds me of Jop.
Okay, here we go. Here we go.
If any male is caught violating a man law in serious context, as a form of punishment, he should be disowned of his manly name only to receive the title of man bitch from his peers and colleagues. Forgiveness is pending the severity of the broken law, or a case of beer to all his offended peers as a token of respect to what is manly and what is not.
Well, there you go. Yeah. I don't know. It depends on I've been called grill bitch for about the last 20 years when I show up at an event with you, because there can only be one grill master, and I've acquiesced, but I'm learning, right? I'm learning.
I think you self-titled that, by the way.
Right, yeah. But
you take that one humbly.
Right. But anyway, let's grill some vegetables to finish this thing up.
Yes.
Everybody makes jalapeno poppers on the grill, right? Wrapped in bacon, stuff them with what you want, but they're still a hit. Every stinking time I make them, somebody's like, oh my God, I haven't had these in years. These things are wonderful. So do it. It's going to be the 4th of July weekend. That's an easy one. You know, do you boat them, cut them lengthways, or do you just cut the top off and core them? Which is your prefer?
Are you talking about tomatoes?
No, I'm talking about the jalapenos. Do you make a boat out of them, cut them lengthways in half?
Yeah, either way. I don't like boating those.
Right.
This stuff falls out of them.
That's what I do, too. So I core them, stuff whatever you want in them, wrap them in bacon. When the bacon's done, the popper's done.
That's right.
Easy to do, guys. Easy to do.
But this I want to talk about real quickly is something I learned from a chef in Chicago, and he blew me away when he did these. And it was an event for Backyard Barbecue, that store we've had on here before. And his chef took tomatoes and cut the stem half off, just down enough so that the stem part wasn't showing. And then he placed them on the smoker, and it's a balancing act, and kind of placed them so that the cut portion is up. And then he piled blue cheese on top, just a nice clump of blue cheese. We smoked them for about a half an hour at a low heat. The cheese gets kind of brown, and what happens to that cheese when you smoke it is heavenly, but what happens to the tomato is just more complimentary, and it is such a great presentation to give to your guests.
Yeah, I'm going
to
do that.
It is so good, and you and I both love blue cheese.
Right.
And you have to kind of like blue cheese. You could do maybe Parmesan on a couple if people are skittish of blue cheese,
right?
Or something.
But you're looking for one that isn't going to run all over when it gets hot. It's going to like clump a little bit, right?
You could probably even do a mix of Parm and Mozz, but the blue cheese or Gorgonzola, feta.
Is very watery
acidic
on the inside, and what it'll do when you smoke it, it'll start to dry up and it'll intensify the flavors.
Yep.
When we make our chili. Okay, we smoke all of our tomatoes before we make our chili. Why? Because it enhances the flavor of the chili when we do it.
And if you don't have a smoker, you can just throw those things in your oven and do the same thing.
Right. It's pretty cool. But anyway.
So make sure you hit our Facebook page / The Grillin' Guys. Go to the Grillin' Guys website, thegrillinguys.com. Top right side, look for the Earmuffs podcast. If you're not podcasting the show, you're missing out on the thousands of people who do, so it's a great way to receive it, because in some markets, our time doesn't work for you.
Right. Hey, be safe out there. Five fingers on each hand after the fireworks are done, so you can show up and grill the next day.
I wondered where you were going with that. I thought it was another tequila joke.
No. All right. Well, three fingers of tequila is probably all I need. But anyway, have a great holiday weekend next week, and we'll chat with you.
See you.